Since his loss by more than 100,000 votes to Baldwin 2 years ago, Dave Magnum has honed his message to appeal to moderates in what is a solidly Democratic district. During a debate on the UW-Madison campus, Magnum actually referred to himself as a moderate Democrat.
My answer to this question is that as a moderate Democrat, or as a moderate Republican, I agree. You can call me that, or you can just don't call me late for dinner. As a moderate Republican, I agree with everything that the Congresswoman said in her last points.
Magnum was agreeing with Baldwin that the U.S. should play a leading role in fighting AIDS and hunger in Africa. Magnum also agrees with Baldwin on strengthening the U.N. and expanding embryonic stem cell research. He holds up Democrat Herb Kohl and Joe Lieberman as two of his political heroes. And he's also tried to woo labor support by describing his visit with striking Goodyear workers in Sun Prairie.
They said, man, what are you doing here? You're a Republican. Republicans don't come here. I said, what are you talking about? What's that got to do with this? You're my neighbors. My dad was a machinist at a can-making factory for 40 years. He just retired. That's the well-rounded person that I'm going to be in Congress.
But Magnum disagrees strongly with Baldwin's call for troop withdrawal from Iraq. Baldwin prides herself on standing up against the administration early and often against the war.
Our military role there is over. We have devastated the country's infrastructure. We now have a diplomatic and rebuilding role to do. Children are dying in part because there's not water. We have to get to that task. I'm not talking about cutting and running in terms of our mission, but the military aspect, the war, is over.
Magnum, on the other hand, appeals to moderates by pointing to the Republican hate mail he got when he called for the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld. Still, he says he believes the troops have to stay.
I'm having communication with our men and women in uniform that are saying it's the women of Iraq who are whispering in their ears saying, please don't abandon us. What would happen to them and their children if we would abandon them? They would be cut to ribbons in such a way that no woman would ever lift her veil in Iraq for 1,000 years.
On domestic issues, Magnum charges Baldwin with making promises she hasn't kept on health care and immigration reform. He says he'll take his real-world business knowledge to Washington and work across party lines to get something done. Magnum supporter Beloit businessman Tom Dieters likes that message.
He's a small businessman that has made a payroll. He knows that you have to watch costs. Congresswoman Baldwin has done none of that, absolutely none. She's been a professional politician all her life.
But thanks to redistricting in 2002, UW political scientist David Cannon says voters like Dieters are few and far between in the 2nd District. He says that makes it a long shot for any Republican trying to unseat Baldwin.
She lost 3 of her rural counties that were more heavily Republican, and she gained Beloit, which has a good, strong Democratic base. And so the district now is really very secure for the Democratic Party, for Tammy Baldwin or whoever would be in the seat in the future.
Cannon also points to the fundraising gap between the two as a key reason Baldwin is more likely to win. Magnum has raised $300,000 to Baldwin's $1.3 million. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.